Unfortunately, some people in England have not gotten his message. Neighbors are denouncing each other. And as a result, the country's environment minister plans to introduce legislation next month to settle the conflicts. It all started 20 years ago in the city of Birmingham when a retired science teacher named Michael Jones asked his next-door neighbor to please trim his towering hedge of Leylandii trees, which are a kind of fast-growing cypress. The neighbor refused, and the hedge grew taller, blocking the sun from Jones's home. And when the hedge shot above 30 feet, Jones cut down the trees himself. The feuding neighbors ended up in court, where Jones won a judgment a couple years ago equivalent to $160,000. Michael Jones joined us from the BBC studios in Birmingham this week to explain his crusade against the Leylandii trees.
These trees, of course, were close to the house, close to our living room, and they cast an awful shade over it, and plants and flowers that were growing in the garden started to die. We couldn't grow those things. And so we were suffering depressive gloom in winter.
And I take it that these hedges are so fast growing that that some people say they suck a lot of moisture out of the ground.
And they take all the moisture out because it completely dominates the garden. Nothing else can grow.
And I take it that since you won your lawsuit against your neighbor that for these giant Leylandii trees that were putting you in gloom, that you've become something of a celebrity in your part of the world, and that you have set up this victim's hotline for other people suffering the gloom of Leylandii trees next door. Now, what sort of people call you?
Half of them are widows. They're people that can be easily manipulated and controlled by a bully of a neighbor.
So what sort of advice do you give these people who call you? I mean, do you say, we'll go out with a chainsaw tomorrow and cut down your neighbor's hedge?
Well, the only advice that I can offer is that we are campaigning to change the law. Our aim is the statutory control of hedge nuisance. I do give counselling advice because I advise them how to deal with their neighbour. I say to them, have you seen your neighbour eyeball to eyeball? Have you written? If they're strong enough and they can dig a trench, cut the roots or cut the branches back, but only as far as their boundary.
I have a bold question here.
Yes.
Isn't it pretty easy to take care of this hedge if you have one in your yard? I mean, can't you keep them trimmed, say, to, 8 feet or 10 feet or something, so they don't go wild and become these monsters?
The famous Kew Gardens, there's a hedge of 3 feet high. They cut it twice or three times a year.
So I know you're not a philosopher, but why do you think so many people around Britain let their hedges go way out of control in an area that casts their neighbors into this gloomy shadow?
Yeah, well, I would say, we're a very friendly people, and 999 out of 1,000 are very reasonable, and when they're told that something is a nuisance, they will not make their neighbour suffer, and they do something about it. So it's in the odd occasion, 1 out of 1,000, bearing in mind that we have many thousands of neighbours, that you get somebody who is extremely awkward. They wish to control their neighbour, and what it ends up with is that the neighbour is exercising a terrible control and power over their neighbour.
Michael Jones, I wish you luck. I hope your life in the future is not in the shadows.
Well, I thank you very much for your invitation. I'm really honored.
Michael Jones is the founder of the Hedge Victims Support Group, Hedgeline, in Birmingham, England.